Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. My name is Joe, and joining me to look at the key team developments and manager quotes ahead of double game week 25 is Neil. Neil, welcome. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. Joining you eventually. I do apologise to everybody who was waiting because that was my fault. It was technical issues, which you've all come to expect, I'm assuming, from Fantasy Football Scout videos from down the years. But hopefully we're fixed now. The light behind me is not ideal. It looks like there's some kind of nuclear explosion going off, but hopefully you can hear me, which is the most important thing.
I think we can muddle through with that. I've just been spending the last 5-10 minutes hearing you shuffling around your house trying to find a place to stream. But all is well now, and we get a very brightly lit view of your garden as well, which is quite nice. I assume it's your garden, or might be someone else's.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Good stuff. Let's move on and let's have a look at the fixtures, because there's a couple of teams that we're particularly interested in because they have two fixtures. And looking at the fixtures there, Manchester United and Brighton both play twice. So Manchester United play against Southampton and Brighton. Meanwhile, Brighton also play Watford. So I think they're the teams that people are most interested in. They want to know about getting those players in, those differentials, and also some of those key premium assets as well. So I think the best place to start is Manchester United. What has Ranieri been saying ahead of these two encounters, but specifically Saturday's game against Southampton?
Hear me?
Yeah, okay. I can hear you. Yeah.
Joe.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No. Hello.
Okay. Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, good. I couldn't hear you.
That's fine.
All right.
Testing. Two. Ralph Ranieri. What's he been saying?
Yes. Injury wise, it's pretty quiet. There's a few absentees for double game week 25, or at least the first part of double game week 25 for United. So three players out tomorrow: Eric Bailly, Fred, and Nemanja Matic. So all fantasy footnotes. Alex Tellez is back in training. He's been out with COVID, and Ranieri's going to assess him for match fitness ahead of tomorrow. The reason why you'll see maybe some players 25% doubts instead of red flags is because they've got another game coming up, and we can't be sure, obviously.
Okay.
Whether they're going to be fit enough for that one.
Okay, so the two key players we're interested in: Ronaldo, who was benched last time out. Is he, as far as we know, fit and raring to go? Should he be selected?
Yeah, as far as we know, fitness-wise, I don't think there's any doubts. He was asked today about how to get the best out of Ronaldo and gave a few quotes. So they should score more goals, which I think we'd all agree with as owners of him.
Yeah.
But he says that's obviously a team-wide problem.
Oh, your sound's cutting out slightly there.
Flags on those two in previous weeks, nothing on those two this time.
Okay, your mic cut out slightly. I was going to ask you about Fernandes as well. I'm probably going to get him in about half an hour on my team. As far as you know, all fit and ready?
As far as I'm aware, yeah,
good.
Definitely.
Good. And now, what about Brighton? There was a couple of cases of COVID. Trossard, and I know McAllister was out last time out. So what's the latest from Graham Potter about Brighton ahead of these two clashes?
Yeah, those two are fine according to Potter. He says the ones who were unavailable are now available.
Ah.
So those two are okay, and the only ones who are out are Sarmiento and Mwepu.
Okay. So that's good news for those, because Trossard and Alex and McAllister are actually really good differentials. You never know; they can haul at any time, and they can get 2 points at any time.
Yeah.
Just before we move on, just want to welcome some of those people who have joined us in the live chat early. Welcome all. Miena, Daniel, Infamous, Pisa, Joshua, Rodrev, Wallep, Matthew, John L, who hopes there's going to be some liquid football this weekend. I hope so too. And all of you there. Sorry, I didn't mention you all because there's nearly 400 of you and I didn't scroll up the screen in time. But thanks so much for joining us. And we'll move on to some of those other matchups that are taking place. Now, what about, Brighton are playing Watford as well, and Manchester United are also playing Southampton. So, you know, what about Watford? How are they shaping up for this? Will they be easy prey or tough cookies to crack?
Tougher cookies than the flimsy biscuits we saw before Hodgson arrived. Certainly, defensively they've improved quite a lot since he's come in. I know it's only been two games, and I know one of those matches was against Burnley, who aren't exactly high-scoring team, but we've seen exactly what he's about, you know, setting up in a 4-4-2 with four central midfielders across the middle against West Ham, which is what he did in the early stages of his career at Palace. So he's obviously putting defence first. So it will be a trickier test than probably would have been a month ago, certainly from an attacking point of view. If you own the likes of Sanchez, though, or Lamptey, who's obviously a rotation risk, then clean sheet wise, conversely, it looks maybe a little bit better because they just haven't scored in, I think, three games, and certainly not under the two under Hodgson. So, they're looking a bit more robust than they were. Injury wise, almost a clean bill of health. Ismaïl Assar is due back today in training after his exploits for Senegal, and Hodgson says he hasn't even met him yet. So, he's, I would say, involvement from the off against Brighton looks in some doubt. He's got one day of training to work with Sarr. But he'll be back soon enough, challenging for a starting spot.
Okay, and Southampton?
Southampton, Redmond is still out. Livramento is in contention. No, he wasn't involved in midweek, but that was purely preservation. Okay. He's just come back from quite a long period out, and he got 90 minutes in the cup last weekend. He comes back into the thinking here, and he might get a run out because Hasenhüttl was talking about a bit of rotation, a spot of rotation. It won't be widespread, I don't think, because they're obviously in a rich vein of form. But they expended a lot of energy against Spurs, and that was only on, was that Wednesday? And then they've got a lunchtime kickoff on Saturday. So I think there'll be a handful of changes, if not not wholesale.
Okay, an intriguing matchup between London matchup between Brentford and Crystal Palace. And I say intriguing because one of my old favourites, Christian Eriksen, has been signed for Brentford, and I'm awaiting his debut to see if I can get him into my side. So, what's the latest with Brentford, particularly with Eriksen? And also, there's potential injuries to Tony and others as well. So, yeah, what's the latest there?
There is, yeah. You won't see Eriksen this weekend. He's not quite match fit. He's going to play in a friendly on Monday, I believe. Mm-hmm. So that'll be getting minutes under his locker. And hopefully, before long, he'll be back on the pitch playing competitively. Because as we said last time, $5.5 million for Eriksen, even if he isn't the same player as we saw at Spurs, would be an attractive proposition.
Yes.
So not involved this weekend, Eriksen. Tony faces a race against time because he's got this calf issue that forced him to sit out of game week 24. So he's a doubt. And I think Janelle is more positive on him. And he's expected back for this one.
Okay.
As far as I've seen.
So they play Palace. You're going to give me an update about Nathan Ferguson, I imagine.
Yes, I do. I will. Oh. And I do this. I'll give you an update on Ferguson pretty much most weeks, I think.
Yeah.
In this job, he is, I think, the only person who's absent for Palace. Oh. He was missing in midweek with what was first described as a minor problem, but it's since been revealed that it's a hamstring, and he's going to be out for 5 to 6 weeks, which will take him towards the end of March, or we might not even see him this season either. After he signed almost two summers ago for Palace.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, MacArthur and Tompkins came back. They were on the bench in game week 24. And Kuyate is back as well from AFCON.
Okay, that's pretty good. Now, I've got Everton and Leeds. Before Look at Everton, Leeds. Are you going to tell me that Bamford's not available, aren't you?
He's not available, yeah. Joe. He's not. It's the same forward Never midweek. Is. So Cooper, Phillips, Bamford, and Firpo. Mm-hmm. Firpo is the nearest to return. He's healthy according to Bielsa, but won't be considered for this one. I think that's it pretty much from a Leeds point of view. And Everton are without Damari Gray, who's still in quite a lot of teams. I think he had quite a high-ish ownership in the top 10K, I think around about 20% or thereabouts. He's in my team as well, so I've got to think about that now. He's going to be out of this one, but it sounds like Lampard's confident of him being back for game week 26.
Okay.
So it's a minor issue for him. Not so for Mina, who's going to be out for 8 to 10 weeks with a quad injury that he picked up against Newcastle. So a down centre-half there. Of course, Godfrey's already out. Decore's already out. Delph is already out. Okay. On top of that, they've lost Mike Lenko as well. The new left-back, he's going to be out of this one. But again, like Gray, hopefully back for game week 26.
Okay. Just before we move on, I just wanted a couple of people in the live chat were asking about Edouard. So he was benched last time out. To say either way this time. Vieira hasn't said anything about that.
Well, I've not seen a full transcription yet. I'll get to that later. Of course, there was Vieira's was one of I think about 10 that was happening at lunchtime. So I've not seen every single word from all the press conferences yet. But what we'll say is that there's a lot of competition for three places up top. You think one of them is out of the question because Zaha's pretty much nailed when fit. Alicia's in good form. You've got Ayu who can play there, Eze as well, Mateta and Benteke the alternatives to the middle. Again, worth mentioning that's Brentford this weekend, who are sort of aerially quite strong. Mm. So whether Vieira would prefer a Mateta or a Benteke to Edouard to combat Brentford's height, that's something that you might consider. He did that in the game week 2, although I don't think Edouard was at the club then. That might be a consideration for selection this weekend. So yeah, not the nailed pick that we probably naively thought Edouard was.
Ah, okay. Now Norwich take their turn to face Manchester City. They've of course beaten them in the past, but Man City. I've got a feeling this next slide's quite easy for me because I've just sort of recycled the last week's one. So yeah. What's the latest from Man City?
Yes, same again, unless Pep's keeping anything from us. Just Jesus and Cole Palmer, who are out. Jesus, Pep was saying, is nearing a return and hopefully won't be too much longer. So he'll add to the rotation risk sooner rather than later. But same batch of players again, by the looks of it. It's just whether we'll see a bit of rotation. I know we do see rotation most weeks, but maybe some more significant players taken out because they've got a Champions League tie coming up on Tuesday. And this falls in the middle of a Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday turnaround, which is obviously 3 games in 7 days. And so you wonder whether the likes of Cancelo, De Bruyne might be spared minutes one way or the other, whether that's in the form of early substitutions or benchings.
I think with players like Cancelo, who's so well owned, they're amongst the players I look at in my team who are like edging towards 100% ownership. So to be honest, I don't care whether he plays or not because it makes absolutely not a blind bit of difference to my team. But nevertheless, I guess Zinchenko can fill in for Cancelo. So if we start hearing Pep talk about Zinchenko being fabulous in training or something, then we might get a hint that way, I guess. Norwich, like Watford are actually like were once whipping boys and are now proving quite tough teams to break down. So what shape are Norwich in for this?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they've conceded relatively few in the last sort of 4 or 5 games in league and cup. This will be the acid test, of course, against City. Fitness-wise, they are in decent shape. Sargent's back from illness, so he's been a starter under Smith, so he comes into the equation. Norman's not quite ready for a start, though he was in the squad on Wednesday and will be again this weekend. Still out are Kabak with illness. Omar Bamadeli's had a setback, and Sorensen and Krula are still out as well. And I think that's it.
Okay.
That's it from the Norwich teams. Yeah.
So Liverpool faced Burnley. I got Salah in early. I was bold. Got him in early last week, last game weekend. Captained him only for Jota to get 16 points and Salah to get 1 point. So that wasn't the best of moves in reflection. But nevertheless, I do have Salah in my team. And there might be other Liverpool players that people might start to get interested in, especially with a double game week on the horizon. So, yeah, what's the latest from Klopp about Liverpool ahead of this?
Well, probably what we don't want is a full squad available at Klopp's disposal for that double game week, because that means more chance of rotation. But that's what he's got at the moment. Injury-wise, are pretty much clear. So Henderson's back from a back problem. And Gomez and Origi are training again after their various issues. So I think that's pretty much it. Mane is the other one who's flagged. It's not injury. It's just post-AFCON fatigue or match readiness, I guess. Klopp's going to assess him today and tomorrow and see where he's at. But I suspect it'll be the same situation as Salah. I think he'll probably be starting on the bench.
Okay.
And then working his way back from there.
Rightio. I just wanted to add as well, Colm in the live chat has quite rightly pointed out that Walker for Man City, just to go back to them a little bit, is out of the Champions League match. I think he's suspended for that.
Suspended, yeah.
So that means it's highly likely he'll feature this weekend. So that could provide an opportunity for a player, perhaps like Cancelo, to be rested, maybe. But they could both play, obviously. But yeah, interesting stuff about Liverpool as well. What about Burnley? So Corne was going into this as a doubt. So what's the latest there?
Yeah, he's fine. Klopp Dyche said he's all right. Just a knock in the week, but he's all right. And otherwise, it's just the same for Burnley. Goodmanson and Vidra are still out. And Charlie Taylor is a very big doubt for this one. He's making progress, according to Dyche, but very probably won't be back for this one.
Okay, they will be of interest because they not only have a double the following week, but the week after that as well. So a double-double on the horizon there. That could be 2 points, 2 points, 2 points, and 2 points. But you never know. And Corne is the one, I would think, if you're going to get a double-digit haul out of any of them, it could be him. Meanwhile, your lot, Newcastle, face Villa. So on both sides of Villa and Newcastle, there are some quite high-profile injuries news going on there. So let's start kindly with your team first, Newcastle. And what's the latest on Trippier?
Yeah, this is a shame because he's come in and had a transformative effect, not just on the defence, but I think around the club as well. He's been very influential. He's quite an experienced head and he's been a paramount to our recovery in the last couple of games. He's struggling with a calf complaint. Now, how was saying that it wasn't a long-term one? So when he's talking in those terms, you immediately think he's going to miss out this match. He didn't rule that out completely. He says that he's going to make a late call on Trippier, but I'll be preparing for life without him, I think, this weekend. Target is definitely out of this one because he's a low knee from Villa. And he can't play against his parent club. So it could be all change at fullback. Yeah, I've got Dan Burn to come in, for example, on the left. He's played there before plenty of times for Brighton. And Mankiw on the right if Trippier does miss out. Apart from that, no new injuries. We already knew about Wilson, Fernandez and Richie.
Yeah.
Dummett is nearing a return. Again, like Trippier, he's going to be a late call.
Okay. For Villa as well. So there's some news around one of their midfielders, I believe, in particular.
Well, two of the midfielders. Coutinho was, he wasn't flagged, but he came off in midweek and it was cramped then and it's cramped now. So there's no doubts about his involvement, according to Gerrard. Buendia, however, there is a big doubt. He's only got an outside chance of featuring, according to Gerrard. I think he's gone to 25% now in FPL. He took a whack to the hip, so it's not a long-term thing. It's just that he's still struggling. And he's, as I say, he's a big doubt for this one. And they're also without Konsa, who's suspended, begins a two-match ban. And they are without Traore as well, who's picked up a hamstring problem. He's out for a couple of weeks. Bailey's nearly back, but otherwise, that's your lot.
So up front, that's very likely to be Watkins and Coutinho, And you would imagine maybe Danny Ings, that could provide a slot for him if Wendy is out.
It could. I mean, I've been checking a lot of forums and Villa experts and things like that, and the sort of strongest bet they're thinking is Ramsey moves further forward.
Oh.
As he did when, I think it was game week 15, he played as part of that, one of the two number 10s. So that's one option,
mm-hmm.
With Santon coming into midfield. But yeah, it could be Ashley Young, could be Inks coming in, what can I think, why? It could be Chuk Omega, I think his name is.
Yeah.
He came on when Wendy in midweek, so it could be any number of options.
Lots of options there then. Moving through, Spurs against Wolves. This is an annoying game, as it always is against Wolves, because they're quite good at clean sheets and they don't get hammered often. Meanwhile, lots of interest in Spurs assets, particularly their attacking duo of Kane and Son, ahead of an okay double. I'd say okay, not a great double, but a double nevertheless, yeah, in the following week. So what's Conte been saying about Spurs ahead of this?
Well, he's ruled the same players out who were missing in midweek. So that's Dyer, Tanganga and Skip. He also said that the two new signings, Bentancur and Kulusevski, they're in contention for a start. I think probably more Bentancur than the winger. But there was a more pertinent quote from an FPL perspective on Son and Romero. And Conte was saying was basically, in a nutshell, that they're too important to rest right now.
Okay.
They're both back from injuries, Son and Romero. Romero was a long-term one. And they've already started twice this week in League and Cup, but Conte was saying basically that they're too important to rest right now. So they're probably going to start again on, when is it, Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah.
Sunday.
And Wolves, are they, you know, going to be resilient themselves, or are they nursing any knocks themselves?
Well, Bruno Lage was one of two managers who gave their press conferences, or their Game Week 25 press conferences, last night. And then we've had embargoed quotes, and that'll be coming out some point today, I think, maybe tonight. They may be out already. I'll have a check on that. But we saw Johnny and Huang as well back on the bench after periods out. We also saw Aitnori on the bench,
which
I don't think many of us were expecting. Marcel coming in for him. So the competition's now fierce for that left wing spot because obviously Johnny's back.
Yeah.
It'll take him a while to get up to match fitness. But yeah, Aitnori, if you're looking for a Wolves defender, then you want someone nailed, then go for someone like Cody, because there's a lot of competition now there.
Would Kilman as well?
Sorry?
Kilman, you would consider nailed on as Cody is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would say so. Bolly's out as well at the moment. And even when he was fit, Kilman was keeping him out of the side.
Okay.
Kilman and Cody are the two. Saïss is back now as well from AFCON. So
all right,
that back three has been pretty much unchanged
yeah.
all season, only when Saïss was at African Cup of Nations.
Okay.
So I think, yeah, Moutinho was out as well with an injury in midweek. So he's a fresh doubt.
Okay. And I think our final one, because we've covered the final match, which is Manchester United and Brighton. So, you know, we know what we know so far about them. But the final match to talk about is Leicester against West Ham. So now West Ham, obviously, they're rather than an injury, the Kurt Zouma's been in the headlines for different reasons and raised a few eyebrows that he started last time. But so what's David Moyes been saying about Zouma's chances of starting again?
Well, it looks like he's going to start again. I can't imagine him backing down now after his words in the press conference where he basically backed the player and said, we've done all we can, we fined him a lot of money, etc. And they went ahead and played him in game week 24. So I'm assuming they're going to do exactly the same thing this weekend. As a result of that furore, we've had not much in the way of team news from West Ham because a lot of the questions were dominated by Zouma. But it sounds like he's going to start anyway. Leicester, this was the other press conference that was held last night in the wake of the Liverpool game. We should get more quotes from Rodgers later in the day. But injury-wise, I don't think there was anything new that we spotted. And they've already got out a list of players. Bertrand, who thinks out for the season. Castagna, Evans, Fofana and Vardy.
Okay.
Vardy's still, I think, 3 or 4 weeks away. Fofana out of that lot is the closest to a return.
Okay. I think we've covered it all there. I just before we go, just find out what if any moves you've got planned for Game Week 25.
Well, I'm thinking of rolling. I've got three doublers already. So that's Ronaldo, Sanchez, and McAllister, funnily enough. It was a decent differential last time. He came in for me with I think 9 points in the last double game week, so he did very well. I would obviously like Fernandes, ideally, but I don't think I want to restructure my team just to get him in. I've got Son, for example, so I don't really want to lose Son before the double for him. So I'm thinking of rolling and then using those two frees to get Salah back in 26.
Yeah. Well, as a Salah owner, I'll be looking to upgrade Gallagher reluctantly, but to Fernandes, who I'll captain. And I'll just have a couple, De Gea and him. And Brighton will have to wait another day for me to invest in them for a double game week. But in the meantime, Neil, thanks so much for joining me and letting everyone know about the latest team news and injury developments there as we all make our transfers for game week 25. But in the meantime, thanks a lot and good luck with your game week as well.